Sue, it's Tim Carter. Are you there? Good morning, Sue.
Yes, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just getting over knee surgery.
Oh, well, I hope that works out for you.
Okay. Me too. Well, in 1980, my husband and I owned a bar. He was a truck driver. We were trying to save money on electrician and plumbing. He was doing some electrician work. I told him he better turn off the electric, and he said, no, I don't need to. I can just do this in a hurry. He was working on a socket that, I don't know, electric plug or something. Brand new pair of needle nose pliers from Sears. And I went on about my business, and I heard this thump. Well, he had burnt the needle nose pliers to no end, and he got knocked on his rear end. So the moral of this story is, I guess you should turn off your electric before you're going to do any electric work.
Yeah, he burned those things up. I have a similar story. If my wife is asleep, I know right now, and if she was listening, she would be calling in right now. I'll tell this very quickly. This happened probably 25 years ago. I had just finished remodeling our kitchen, and we had these beautiful, brilliant white Formica tops. And we also had this custom-painted ceramic tile on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting in one of the outlets in the wall after the tile work was finished, and same thing. I'm wiring this thing up, and Kathy says, do you have the electric off? And I say, no, no, no. I said, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, these things are insulated, and I'm being real cocky, saying, I don't need to turn the electric
off.
It's not an issue. I said, I'm not, you know, everything's going to be cool. Watch how this is done. I said, the CG&E guys, they work with hot electric all the time. You know, I said, it's not an issue. So here I go, and all of a sudden, boom!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and of course, what happens is when it arcs, it's so hot, about 11,000 degrees, you not only melt the copper, you melt, when you look at those needle nose pliers, you've melted, you've arc welded the pliers.
Right.
And you've got all these little droplets of molten steel going everywhere. So you can imagine what the brand new Formica top looked like.
I can imagine, yes, sir.
I don't think she talked to me for 3 days.
You
know, so it's always been a joke around the Carter House. All right, so, all right, well, that was a good story, Sue.
Okay, and you'll call me if I'm one of the winners?
You got that right, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay, so thanks for calling us. We appreciate it. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.